The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane in, Rose Gray in. Good morning, Rose.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So Fauci has said we are out of the pandemic stage and into the endemic stage in the United States. So that has to be good news, right? So we're living with the virus now. We know it's going to be around, but we can manage it is what he's saying.
We are. And so, you know, now the questions have come up. What about masks? Are we going to wear masks? And, you know, I guess at this point, I'm still okay with it. I'm not one of those people that has a respiratory type situation or they don't bother me. I have a relatively normal sized nose, so it's not pushing on my nose and being disruptive in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, when I get on my flight in a week and a day to go to Ireland, I'm probably going to wear my mask. It's just one of those kind of things that even before the pandemic, we knew that we were at more risk for getting sick when we were traveling on an aircraft, right? We're sitting next to somebody. Right. We're touching other people. We're those kinds of things. So, it's a decision. And I feel like everybody should be respectful of whatever decision any passenger might make with regard to the masking situation. And we do also know, I was just texting one of my friends who's flying home from Huatulco today. There are still some airlines, Mexican airline that she's flying on, that are still requiring masks.
So if you're traveling, bring a mask with you,
yeah,
for sure.
Exactly.
Maybe two or three.
Right. Why not be prepared?
Right.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of people I've seen, even out just in Milwaukee area or surrounding areas, people are wearing masks in public places still. And it's I think after 2 years, we're used to it at this point.
Absolutely.
You see it, you don't even really think about it anymore.
And you don't know anybody's story, right? You don't know their background.
Right.
You don't know if they've got a compromised immune system. You don't know if they have a cold and they're trying to protect other people.
Right.
So I'm perfectly okay with whatever happens. It would really be nice if the testing to get back into the United States would end.
Yeah.
So many countries have ended that. So many countries that... It is definitely still the black cloud that's hanging over many people's heads when it's time to make that decision about whether you're going to travel internationally or not. So that would really be nice if that would happen.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Always good to hear from you with your questions about travel. Should we start with a phone call right away?
Let's do that.
Let's jump to Mike in West Bend. Good morning, Mike. What's your question?
Hey, good morning. Hi, Rose. How are you doing?
I'm really well, except it's kind of crummy outside. How's things in West Bend?
Oh, about the same. Say, I got a question for you. I had a flight that was canceled, and then it was rebooked, which is fine. But now the seats are no longer together. And basically, the flight is sold out, except there's two seats together in business class. But they won't sell them to me,
right?
Because they said I got a bulk rate. But I'm willing to pay a reasonable increase to get those two seats that would be together. Yet I've tried. I've used a travel agent, and I actually talked to the airline a couple of times, and I can't get them to budge. Do you have any input or ideas that would help me out?
Yes. So first of all, Mike, what we should tell everybody is when you buy a bulk rate, that probably means that you bought your tickets through like a tour company or a consolidator or somebody like that, that got some kind of a special rate. So that's typically what that means. Is that the case? Am I on the right track?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, we booked a river cruise, and yeah, there is a bulk rate involved.
Yep. So that's where the problem lies, in that the airlines probably are not going to budge on that. But know this, the airlines do keep back up to 30%. Now, it could be 10%, but it could be up to 30% of seats that they've blocked that look like you can't buy them right now for airport check-in. They have to do that because they've got people in your kind of situation. They've got people that are traveling with a kid and they couldn't get together. There's a bunch of reasons they have to keep some seats open for what we call walk-ups. Your best bet to be able to sit together on that flight is to get to that ticket counter as absolutely early as you possibly can, because those are the people that can make those adjustments for you. The people on the reservation side right now are only able to make certain moves, and they can't move a bulk rate to a business class rate. And that, so what they're telling you is accurate. And what I should tell you also is that as we move into the summer, more people are going to be experiencing what Mike is experiencing. As these schedule changes happen and as these airlines make changes, changing out aircraft and those kinds of things, this is going to be a common theme. The best thing to do is show up at that ticket counter super early. I presume if you're doing a river cruise, this is an international flight?
Yeah, it's going from Chicago to Amsterdam.
Okay.
And what you said, you know, is pretty much right on, because the ticketing agent person is ultimately the one that can make the decision, is what I was told, and to get there early. So what do you think? Maybe 3 hours before?
So are you, if because you're going to Amsterdam, may I presume you're flying KLM?
No, United.
Okay. I would absolutely, if you're going to O'Hare, I would absolutely be at that ticket counter 3 hours prior. And I mean 3 hours. So be ready to stand in line, because at United at O'Hare, that's one of their main hubs, they're going to have some lines. But there you will have the wherewithal to do some negotiating. And sometimes you can even buy an upgraded type seat. So you can go from economy to premium economy, or you can go from premium economy to the next level. So you may have some wherewithal to make a move there as well. But they do keep back economy class seats for airport check-in. So I would just get there super early and plead my case.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Mike.
It.
Have a great weekend. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We'll talk to Jan in St. Francis when we get back. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
A wet Saturday out there. Going to see a high of 49 with scattered thunderstorms throughout the day. My name's Dayton Kane, in with Rose Gray. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Jan sat through the break. We appreciate that. What's going on in St. Francis?
Oh, we recently renewed our passports. We sent them in, and we got them back around April 19th, the new ones. But the ones that we sent to be renewed, you know, and usually, I mean, in the past, when we've ever renewed a passport, they would be returned to us with a void on them with the new passport. But we did not get our original passports that we sent in to be renewed.
Okay, so you, you just got them on the 19th of April?
Yes.
You still might, you still might see those old ones show up. Give it a couple of weeks, and then I would reach out to them. Jan is telling us, and this is true, typically they void those passports in some way by punching holes in the cover or cutting the corners off or doing something to the front of your passport so that it is voided. And it has been my experience, and I'm probably on my fifth passport.
Okay.
I would say fourth.
Yeah, I've always gotten them back because we want them back, right, Jan?
Well, yeah, I don't want them out there. Well, I don't want it out there.
Yeah, and we like them because then we can look at the stamps and remember where we went kind of thing, too. So, yeah, typically they come back. So I would give it a little time. I still think we're dealing with post-pandemic backups, and I think they were more concerned about getting the passports out than they were about that part of it. So I would say if you have a couple more weeks and you haven't had them, then I would reach out and ask for if they can track down your old passports. But to my knowledge, they have not stopped that practice. And I'm with you. I never even really gave that a thought that you mentioned, that I guess I really wouldn't want my passport laying around someplace either.
Well, fortunately, when I did all this, I took a photocopy at the library of everything,
yeah,
including our passport. Yeah. So I have a copy of it all, but I mean, so I have at least, you know, what it, you know, like what the numbers are and everything.
Sure,
so.
Sure. But again,
so anyway,
if it's voided, no one could do anything with it anyway, really.
Well, if it is voided.
Well, that's true. Yeah, so hang on. In a couple of weeks, if you get it back, that'd be great. Call us and let us know you got it back.
Yeah,
that'd
that
be
would
good.
Be nice to know.
Okay, well, thanks. I just wanted to know, like, if there was some change in the procedure, you know, since you're the guru.
Thank you. Oh, thanks.
She's like the Yoda of travel.
There you go.
No, she's smart, that one. All right, thank you, Jan. Have a great day. Let's go to Chris in Milwaukee. Good morning, Chris. What's your question?
Good morning. Question on luggage. So we go to a surgical mission out in Honduras. Usually we fly business so we can bring the extra equipment and pack the 70 pounds. So this year, our American flight from Chicago to Miami, no business. However, it is ticketed from Miami to Honduras under business. So my question is, what can I expect getting to Chicago with my luggage? Are they going to let me check in 70 pounds, or are they going to charge me?
They technically, this is American Airlines, so I hope I'm speaking knowledgeably here. Because you're flying business from Miami to Honduras, they should still, and the ticket was, as you said, ticketed through. It's a through ticket, right?
Correct.
Okay. They Correct. Should honor that business class fare from Miami to Honduras and give you the baggage allowance that you're entitled to based on your business class purchase.
Got it. Okay.
Good luck,
thanks.
Sir.
I couldn't find it anywhere online. Okay.
Thanks, Chris. Have a good weekend. 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. When we get back from this break, we're going to talk global entry because Rose got to experience it for the first time and somebody on the text line is asking about it. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Fox World Travel, definitely the travel experts. Rose Gray, one of the top gurus, as we just heard, answering your questions, talking about all things travel. And from the 224 area code, somebody said, tell us about your first experience with global entry.
It was spectacular. I meant to talk about this last week, but of course I was a little jet-lagged. Remember, last week I got home about midnight from France, and then I was here the next morning. So I forgot to talk about my global entry experience. Well worth it. Well worth the $100. Well worth the application process. If you remember, I was one of the lucky people who had been approved, and then I got an appointment in Milwaukee on Howell Avenue. You go to they're there from noon to 7 or noon to 6 or something like that. You make an appointment, and it was about 6 weeks until I could get in. So that was fine. It was gonna work fine. And several weeks before I was going to travel, it said, if you are at O'Hare or any one of these airports, and they listed 40 or 50 airports that are international airports, you could actually go through the process when you go through customs. And I thought, well, what would that be like? I didn't have to worry about it. It was smooth as could be. It was when we were coming back from Ixtapa in February. I got off the plane. I went to customs. The customs agent said, I see here you have an appointment for April 4th. Would you like to do that now? I said, if my companions here don't mind, she said it takes 5 minutes. I walked over to another customs area, spoke to a gentleman who did drill me a little bit. As you can imagine, my passport is quite full.
Yeah.
So I've got Cambodia, Vietnam, Egypt, South Africa a couple of times in these passport stamps. So they're asking me, you travel a little bit here. He also said to me, this has been around since 2006. Why are you just now taking advantage of it?
Good question.
So, well, normally I'm traveling with a group, so I wouldn't ditch my group and go through it. But when I came back from France, I was just with my good friend and colleague, Colleen Allsberg. So She doesn't have it. She has TSA PreCheck, but hers is expiring, and she's going to now get global entry because she watched me bypass that long snaking line and walk right up to one of the little kiosks, zoom my little passport in there, get a little facsimile-like paper. Remember the old fax paper that's made out of that whatever? Looks like that. And you walk through an expedited line, and voila, I was out in no time.
So well worth it.
Well worth it. Remember, TSA is 85 and global entry is 100. You get TSA PreCheck included in your global entry. So, and it's good for 5 years. And they did warn me, if you do anything naughty, because you're not talking to a customs officer. Right. So do you have anything to declare? They typically ask you when you come into customs, and you tell them, I bought chocolate. I have 2 liters of alcohol. I have whatever you're bringing back. They don't ask you that. And you tell them truthfully, I'm living within the restrictions that are placed on me. I attest to that. Right. And if you break the law, they will take your global entry away.
Ooh. Yes. All right. Let's go.
No law breaking for this kid.
Let's go to Marsha in Brandon. Good morning, Marsha. What's your question?
Good morning. I need to know, when is the very best time to travel to Norway, the Bergen area?
June, July, and August.
Best time of year.
June, July, or August.
June, July, and August.
Yeah. Their summer is beautiful. And it, like our summer, if we ever do get one, it's very similar to that. So you can certainly get better prices and less crowds if you go off season. But June, July, and August is by far and away the best time to go.
Okay. And probably better weather also.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy Norway. All right. So we got a couple of texts here that are confirming the passport discussion we had a little bit ago. One said they got their passport a couple weeks after. One said they got their old passports 4 weeks later. So they're trying to get the new valid ones out first,
right,
and then worry about all the other stuff on the back end.
And thanks for all the people that texted in with that information.
Yeah.
That's
good to know.
Very good to know.
Like the participation. Speaking of that, you can always chime in with us. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We will take more of your calls and texts coming up on the Fox World Travel Show. Now it is time to talk to Jasper Appleton in the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Good morning.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
934 Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. They do business travel, corporate meetings and incentives, destination weddings, Disney vacations, and of course, group vacations. What do we have going on right now for group vacations?
A lot, actually. So as Dayton said, he was looking at our really robust and user-friendly website where you will find vacation travel, business travel, and meetings and incentives. And under the vacation travel tab is the Fox Group Vacations. And there are lots of things still happening in 22. It's only May 1. What is it? April 30?
Yeah.
So we're just at May 1. And so as things are loosening up a little bit, Oberammergau is happening. You know, the passion play that's happening that was 2 years removed. They haven't had Oktoberfest for a couple of years. They're having Oktoberfest this year. So things are opening up. And so we've got some room on some of our 22 adventures that you may want to take a look at, including Magnificent Switzerland, August 18th, which when one of our callers asked about when's the best time to go to Norway, when's the best time to go to Switzerland? Oh my gosh. This August trip is why we call it Magnificent Switzerland, because it's a perfect time to go. And it does everything that you've always wanted to do in Switzerland and never really devoted enough time to it. If you were on one of those, if it's Tuesday, it must be Belgium European trips, you blew through Switzerland. You got to do one thing in Switzerland and you moved on. This is an immersive experience where you are in Switzerland the entire time. And I can't say enough about how awesome that is. August 27th, Discover Croatia. Anybody that's ever been on a big ship Mediterranean cruise and you've either had Split or Dubrovnik as one of your ports of call knows how amazing Croatia is. Now you have the opportunity to go in depth into this fabulous country. A little bit of space on my Battlefields trip. I discovered yesterday that we're not completely sold out on that one. So if you're looking to do France, Belgium, and the Battlefields with me, that's still got some space available. We've got space available on Best of Italy and our Southern Italy and Sicily, which I absolutely love that itinerary, because lots of times when people do Italy, they do Rome, Venice, Florence, maybe Cinque Terre, and call it good, and never get to the south part of Italy, and certainly don't go visit Sicily. So those are some fun things to take a look at. We also do have our 23 Alaska up for sale. If you look at the 22 Alaskas, you see sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out. We got a little space on the Jeff Wagner trip, if you want to do that. We also do have some space on our Alaska and Denali trip on the 14th, but everything else is pretty much sold out for 22, but all of our 23 Alaska is already up for sale, and we're selling that out like mad as well. So
lots to do.
Lots to see. Lots to see, and a lot of people are just saying, I'm ready. I am ready to travel. I want to travel. I'm good to go. So please help me figure this out.
The AccuNet Mortgage talk and text line is 855-616-1620. We were talking about baggage before, and somebody chimed in on the text line that says, now the ULCCs,
ultra-low-cost carriers,
yes, are now considering anything over 40 pounds subject to an extra $100 fee.
Yeah, so when we were flying Frontier at the end of March, the airline changed their 50-pound limit to a 40-pound limit. You're still paying. You're still paying for the bag. But if your bag is now over 40 pounds, you pay a $100 fee for that. And they charge $64 for a carry-on. So they're really, really trying to make it difficult for you if you're bringing loads and loads of bags. And you see what's going on here. You know, people used to say to me, now, wait a minute, what's this whole thing about the 50 pounds? The airlines years ago, when they did put that restriction in place, were getting so many workman comp claims because the people that were loading the bags on the ramps were hurting themselves because the bags were so heavy. So that's when they put the 50-pound limit in. And doesn't that make sense? Once you know the reason, then you start thinking, okay, the airlines aren't evil. They're just trying to be smart about this. Well, now they've reduced it to 40. And what's the other reason for less weight? Fuel efficiency, right?
Yeah. So, fuel's gone up, I've heard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just a tad. Just a tad. Anybody that's been looking at airfare, that brings up a really good point, Dayton. Anybody that's been looking at airfare for summer is just seeing these prices go up and up. And some of it has to do with the fuel, and some of it has to do with availability.
Yeah.
People are booking like mad. And again, we've talked about how you have to have patience when you travel these days. The flights are fewer because they don't have the staff to operate
them. The pilots, I hear, are part of the problem. They don't have enough pilots to fly planes.
They don't have pilots. And a lot of people, I actually talked to Libby Collins last week Sunday on her show about this. You know, a lot of flight attendants, when they were furloughed and then saw what was happening to their brothers and sisters who were coming back, getting beat up by passengers and cussed at and treated miserably, said, I don't need this aggravation. People don't realize that flight attendants don't make a whole lot of money. Did you see the article where Delta Airlines is going to start paying their flight attendants when they are boarding the passengers? Do you know that a flight attendant, until Delta made this decision just this past week, their flight attendants don't get paid until that door is shut? They do not get paid. They're not getting paid to help you get your bag up there or help you figure out why you're not sitting next to your kid. They get paid when the door is shut.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, that's the way it is. But with Delta making that change, maybe more airlines will consider that, and then they'll be able to keep some of their flight attendants.
I guess I didn't even think they were hourly. I just thought they were like a salary position, that's what they got.
No, they actually get paid for being on call.
Okay.
And they get paid far less for being on call than they do. So they have to sit around and be ready in case they are on call. Sometimes they actually even have to be at the airport dressed and ready, and then they get a lower pay for being on call. But all in all, things are on the up and up. I know some airlines are now starting to train their pilots. And here's another thing that you have to think about. Southwest was one of the smartest carriers throughout all these years. They fly one kind of aircraft. So their pilots have to know how to fly one kind of aircraft. Their mechanics have to know how to fix one kind of aircraft. The warehouses only have to have parts for one kind of aircraft. So, you know, there are certain advantages to that as well. But I'm still going to continue to say this. If you're traveling within the next couple of months, be ready to pivot if you need to and pack your kindness and your patience and your grace, because it's going to be crazy out there. I think it's going to be crazy, and you've got to be prepared. You've got to be level-headed, and you've got to be prepared. And when you're doing a big trip of a lifetime, like it says in our commercial as we kick off the show every week, that trip of a lifetime, use a travel advisor. They got your back.
One thing you don't want to remember your vacation at is getting arrested and kicked off the airplane.
No.
Let's not be that person.
No, I don't want to see you on Facebook or TikTok or YouTube. I don't want to see it. I want you to just be that calm, cool, and collected passenger.
More of your comments and questions coming up next. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray. Going to see a high of 52 today. Scattered thunderstorms throughout the day. Especially bad this afternoon is what they're saying. So the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Somebody here going on the France trip with Fox in September. Why purchase, or should we not purchase, travel insurance for that?
I would never, even in my wildest dreams, consider putting down money on a trip like that, which has cancellation penalties, without having some kind of insurance. That, first of all, read through your terms and conditions and find out, once I make final payment, what are the penalties if I cancel? And we all know when we say I'm going no matter what, that's just not realistic, is it? I'm going no matter what. The other thing is, does your health insurance cover you for medical coverage while you're in a foreign country? Many people don't realize that your policy that your employer provides or Medicare provides or whatever it is does not cover you outside the country.
Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, so they gotta check that out.
All of those things need to be considered. So I would never, ever, 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 I even take coverage. I obviously am not paying to go on a trip if I'm the tour manager, but I still have coverage in the event that I have to go to a clinic, a hospital, or anything like that, because my insurance does not cover me outside of the United States.
Okay. On a better, more fun note, 414 asks, what is the best river cruise line for Europe?
What a great question. So many of you know that last week, Saturday, I returned from a week on Tauk, T-A-U-C-K. My goal was to do a comparison to the other premium luxury line that we use at Fox a lot for our groups, which is Uniworld. Okay. So they were very similar. One thing I would say that was different about Uniworld than Tauk was the fact that every one of their ships is different. Every one of their ships is designed and furnished and dressed out in a different way. So, for example, when you are on the Seine and you are doing Paris round trip to Normandy, it is a very French feeling ship.
Okay.
When you are on the Beatrice and you're maybe on the Danube, it's a more European type. German feel, if you will. So all of the ships are different. That's one thing I will tell you.
That's for Uniworld?
That's for Uniworld. Okay. So when you travel with either Uniworld or Tauk, all of your drinks are included. So that means you want to have a mimosa with breakfast, you want to have a glass of wine with lunch, you want to have a beer with dinner. That's included on almost every river cruise. But with Uniworld and Tauk and Crystal and a few others, every drink you have, whether it's before dinner, after dinner, during dinner, mid-morning, lunch, Bloody Mary, whatever it is, they're all covered.
Okay.
So that's one thing. The other thing is you rarely pay for an excursion on any of these other ones. Now, all river cruises will include one excursion per day. But in some of the lower end and mid-level type experiences, you're going to get the standard excursion. When you travel with a company like Uniworld, you are going to have experiences that will blow your socks off, probably. Now, many of them will have a charge if you're going to do something. For example, when you're in Vienna, almost every single river cruise company is going to offer you a symphony or orchestra type experience. You're in the city of music. You're in Mozart City. You're going to get that experience. There may be a charge for those kinds of things. So in my opinion, high-end Tauk and Uniworld are probably the best. And we at Fox use Uniworld almost exclusively for our premium luxury river cruises.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. One segment left. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. I'm Dayton Kane, and with Rose Gray, let's go to Duffy in Port Washington. Good morning. What's your question?
Hi there, and good morning to both of you. Rose, my husband and I have traveled numerous times to both Ireland and Scotland when we're anxious to go back again, but we've always done it with B&Bs. I'm concerned whether or not that industry is, you know, wide open, it's workable, that they're still doing that type of thing. Can you help me with something like that or just answer that question?
Yeah, B&Bs did take a hit during COVID. There's absolutely no doubt about it. And some of those people that were operating the B&Bs did have to come up with alternative ways to make money. But it is our understanding, and we've been kind of monitoring this quite closely, is that they're opening back up again. And so I know they're very prevalent in Ireland. Scotland had a little bit different COVID protocol, so they're a little behind the eight ball, as it were, but they're coming back as well. And so some of them closed. There's absolutely no doubt about it. They just couldn't make it work and they had to come up with something else. But for the most part, they just found, like the rest of the world, alternative forms of income, and they're back up and running again, and they're begging for Americans to come over.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Oh, good. Thank you for information. But the second part of that question would be, if, you know, we've never done hotels. I don't even know. I've never been in a hotel in either one of those countries. Are they highly accessible and reasonable as with the B&B?
I would say they're, they're not as reasonably priced. I'm leaving for Ireland, actually, with a group on the 8th of May. And we are staying in some higher end properties, but that's by design. We want us to say, when I go there, I love to stay at Ashford Castle. I'm just, I just am gaga over that experience. And so we include that all the time.
Yeah.
But there absolutely are less expensive inns, if you will, that maybe are not considered exactly bed and breakfasts any longer, but are still inns.
Okay.
So they're around. And when I get back, I'll even have more information for you. So stay tuned.
Okay. Well, good. Thank you for that information. I appreciate it.
Have a good day, Duffy. You too. Another one here before we wrap up. It says, we're thinking of taking a river cruise in September for our 30th anniversary. With so many offered by so many companies, what company and which river would you suggest for the first time?
I have a kind of strong opinion about this. I think the Danube is a great way to start. I think if you do Budapest to Prague or Prague to Budapest, now Prague is not on a river. So when you end your cruise or begin your cruise, you're going to get bussed to get on the river. But I just feel like you've knocked out two of my absolute favorite cities in the whole wide world by doing Budapest and Prague. The other one that I would say would be a close second would be castles along the Rhine. The Rhine River from Amsterdam to Basel, Switzerland, or reverse. That particular itinerary, you sail a lot during the day because they want you to see the castles. So you're not missing anything. So you do some sailing on other river cruise itineraries during the day, but not as much as you do on the Rhine. So, and I do love the wine in that region as well. So, and I love them all. I mean, I just came off of the Rhone River and was reminded how much I love that. And in September, I was with the Jeff Wagner group on the Seine River in France and remembered how much I love that. So it's like your children. It's very hard to choose.
Lots of good options.
Yes, exactly.
Lots of good options. If you can get out and do one, do one. All right. FoxWorldTravel.com is the website. Are people at the offices today?
They are. This is the last Saturday.
Okay.
This is the last Saturday, 9 to noon. What we're encouraging people to do throughout our company is Everything now can be done virtually. We're all used to it now. So get on that website, find an advisor that you like, set up a virtual appointment with them before you even make that trip in your car. Gas is expensive. Why would you do that? Just go ahead and make that phone call or make that appointment for that virtual consultation. And then if you really do need to go into one of the offices, you can do that. But so much of this can be done virtually now. And now you can do it with a camera. So you get to see your travel advisor.
Right.
Face, if
right.
That's important to
you. A
little
you. More personable.
Exactly.
All right, hit the big trips that are out there still.
All right, so we've got space on a lot of our 2022. We want to remind everybody about Magnificent Switzerland that's happening in August, as well as Discover Croatia, two amazing trips that still have space available. You can find all of this information on our website at foxworldtravel.com or call 866-GO-FOX-GO.
Always good, always fast. It is already over. The Fox World Travel Show every Saturday, 9 o'clock, right here on 620 WTMJ. Coming up next, we have Annex Wealth Management and Money Talk. Have a good week.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.